Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Red and Yellow Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, Rich, doing things solo today, as I am in the field that I appreciate the most, which is draft prospect review, as I will be talking about the Senior Bowl today. Don't forget that you can access all of our episodes on every major podcast platform, including Spotify, Apple, Google, and anywhere you get your podcast from. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media pages as well, including Facebook, Instagram, and even Twitter. All right, folks, so as we mentioned earlier this week, I would be talking about the upcoming Senior Bowl. For those of you that are not familiar with the Senior Bowl, this is the annual college all-star football game that is played after, I guess, not only the playoffs for the NFL, but also, of course, the college football season. This is a bowl game where several prospects for the upcoming draft are invited to NFL team coaching staffs, get to lead both sides, get even more exposure to this week-long event where they get to, again, right, get even more exposure to some of the potential upcoming draft prospects. Point of this episode is to give you guys some names for a potential draft prospect that the Chiefs may be looking at. Right, I'm in no way an insider, nor do I have specific access to anything that the Chiefs are looking at. These are just people or players that I think Brett Veach and his staff have looked at to understand how scouting works, right, is most, if not all, NFL staffs have scouts all across the country that are assigned to certain regions. So this wouldn't be the first time they'd be looking at some of these prospects. They would have without a doubt been assigned to an area, and because most of these players fall into a certain area, they would have already scouted them probably even since their sophomore year. Today's game will be available for your viewing pleasure on NFL Network at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. There's, of course, a little pregame chatter on NFL Network before, and that's all that's been on there. With them showcasing practices and recaps every single day. So it's a really cool event, you know, for the prospect themselves, getting first-hand NFL exposure with the Lions and the Jets coaching staffs being the ones that are leading the way. It's always a pretty cool event that I follow deeply, and it's the first big event that kicks off the NFL draft process. There was also the Shrine Game earlier this week. That is another college all-star game. You can kind of look at it as a Senior Bowl light. So go back and find YouTube clips, or even, you know, I'm sure on some of your streaming services you can see that East-West Shrine game. But for the purpose of this episode, right, we're going to go over Senior Bowl prospects that I'd recommend you taking a specific look at or have a specific following according to what I think the Chiefs should be looking at for this upcoming draft. Normally, any team is mindful of the quarterback position, and I'm sure the Chiefs still scout quarterbacks despite the fact that they have the best quarterback in the NFL. But for the sake of this, I'm not going to talk too much about the quarterback position from a Chiefs perspective. This game does feature some really good draft prospects that should have their name called in the first round of the NFL draft this upcoming year. But again, we're really focusing on what the Chiefs are doing. Maybe a little bit after I go over Chiefs prospects to look at, I can talk to you guys a little bit about the guys to watch regardless of who they are or who we are. For the running back position, I think we're pretty much set with what we have now. You've got first round draft pick invested in Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Got Darrell Williams, who has done well. And then who knows what's going to happen with Jerry McKinnon, Derek Gore, and those guys. So again, that's another position I'm going to skip over for this purpose, because although, as I mentioned, several teams still scout positions, every position is scouted, let me just say that. But for the purpose of this, we're going to skip over the running back as well. Wide receiver is a position that I feel that there might be some guys that we could definitely take a look at, might catch your eye, might catch your attention. And we even drafted a Cornell Powell that played in the Senior Bowl game last year. So we're we're always mindful of it. Two names that really stand out for me, Dontario Drummond, who will be Dontario Drummond, number 81 for the American side from Ole Miss. He is a wide receiver actually kind of followed throughout the season. And though he didn't have the greatest numbers, I think physically he brings the attributes that you want in a wide receiver. Good hands, not the fastest, but you know, more of that possession style receiver that we seem to be looking for. On the national side, so I guess let me break that down because I did not mention that. There are basically two teams. They're named after the conferences, American and National. So I'll go over that part when stating the prospect's name, number, so he's easily identifiable. On the national side, Khalil Shakir, number 14, is one of the wide receivers that's been getting a lot of praise for his quickness, his hands, his just ability to separate. So Dontario Drummond for the American side, and then Khalil Shakir, number 14, for the national side, are the two wide receiver prospects that I hope stand out, and we should definitely keep our eyes on. Tight end position, with us, of course, having the best in the game in Travis Kelce and Noah Gray, which I always want to say Zach Gray for some reason. Noah Gray, and being a recent draft pick, I think tight end is still a position we might look at since Blake Bell is there. And you know, Blake Bell is definitely good from a blocking perspective and coming in every now and then to run a trick play. But, you know, I'm sure tight end is something to be looked at. There are some good ones in this game led by Charlie Kolar, the tight end out of Iowa. But I think he'll be a high round pick, so probably not in the market for the Chiefs. Offensive tackle. We have the left side locked down with Orlando Brown. So most of these guys that I looked at are really from a right tackle perspective or could move over to the right tackle. The first name that comes to mind is the one that's been getting all the praise on every TV network or every platform that talks about the Senior Bowl, and that's Trevor Penning. I'm a place for the national team, number 70. He is the guy that's been basically starting fights with everyone and being that overly aggressive guy, which you want out of an offensive lineman. So he currently plays left tackle, but he's someone that, you know, they've talked about potentially moving over to the right side because of that nastiness, you know, not only in the pass game, but of course run blocking. Might be someone the Chiefs could look at late round one, obviously two, or maybe even three. This next guy is humongous. He will be very easy to spot because he is 6'8". He might even be bigger than 6'8". He might even be 6'10". But Daniel Falele from Minnesota for the national team, number 78. This man is humongous, and for as big as he is, he can still move. A lot of people say that, you know, he could transition to, or he could stay at right tackle as he transitions into the NFL. But kicking him inside as a guard might be a possibility. That's something that we currently don't need, as we have a really good starter at right guard and at left guard with Trey Smith and Joe Thuney. But, again, you can never have enough good linemen. And Daniel is someone that right now is projecting in the first three rounds. So maybe, again, right, someone that could come in and step in that right tackle spot and be an anchor there for several years. Again, he won't be hard to miss. He'll be very easy to spot as the guy is humongous and can move really, really, really good for a big dude. Abraham Lucas is my last prospect that I'll call out. And Abraham Lucas is number 72. He will be playing for the national team. So basically the three call-outs that I have on the tackle spot are on the national side, so there'll be in some kind of a rotation between left and right tackle. And Abraham is out of Washington State. For some reason, I went blank on the helmet logo. Abraham Lucas is someone that I've liked. He seems to be clean, maybe not the most powerful, so that's something we'll have to see in-game versus all the 1v1 drills. And I haven't watched too much of his YouTube versus game footage, right? Not the highlights, but the actual game footage where they break down every single snap of his throughout his college career. So that's another player that I will personally be looking at the tackle spot. The next two positions, again, we are set at, but, you know, depth is always a key in the NFL. And at the offensive guard spot, The guy that has really stood out to me is Ed Ingram from LSU. This man is massive and someone that I've followed over the past few years as he was a top recruit at high school. And just a character overall, a really fun guy to follow. He will be on the American side wearing number 70. And again, you know, anytime those big LSU boys come out, you know, they're physical and they're always fun to watch. So from an offensive guard perspective, he's projected to be somewhere between a second to third day draft pick, early third day draft pick. So maybe someone, you know, to add some depth there with Trey and Joe. But again, Ed Ingram, number 70 for the American side, is the name and number to watch for the guard spot. At center, didn't really look too much into it. They moved a lot of guys from guard to center, and I absolutely love Creed Humphrey. So the depth that we have is, I think, what we'll keep. No need to constantly be, you know, talking about something when you've got one of the best centers there. So it's another position that I'll skip over. So for offense, right, just to recap the few names that I mentioned, the wide receiver spot, Dontero Drummond, number 81 for the American team. Khalil Shakir, number 14 for the national team. At the left tackle spot, Trevor Penning, number 70 for the national team. Right tackle, you got two guys in Daniel Falale, number 78, and Abraham Lucas, number 72. Offensive guard, Ed Ingram, number 70 for the American team out of LSU. Cool thing is, you know, these guys in training, they wear their college helmets and they should wear them in the game. That's what the tradition has always been, but I haven't paid too much attention to the uniform setup for the game. But that's why it's always good to call out colleges, because it's easy identifiable with the helmets that they wear in the game aside from the jersey. All right, and so moving on to the defense, this is where I think there are a bit more prospects for us to watch, as defense is a little bit, I wouldn't say easier, but it's something that is a little bit different because defense just attacks. They don't have to react as much as, or they just react, I'm sorry. They don't have to be in sync as much as an offense, right? You get an assignment, you just go. And a lot of times that's what the defensive coaches do in these All-Star games is they just let their defense go. So a few more names, like I mentioned, specifically on the defensive line for both the American national teams. And I'll start off, of course, with a defensive end. We play a 4-3, so, of course, our defensive ends have their hands in the ground, typically. And all these guys can do a little bit of both, whether it's, you know, rush with their hand in the ground or stand up. Something that, you know, Frank Clark as well as Melvin Ingram did as well for us. So, again, the primary position being defensive end, not so much an outside linebacker. First name that comes to mind here for you is on the American side, Zach Carter, number 17. And Zach Carter is out of the University of Florida. So he's someone that has shown some explosion off the line, very, very aggressive. Maybe still needs to learn some more moves from a pass rushing perspective, but overall looked good in this week's Senior Bowl practice. So that's a name to keep an eye out on. This next guy is someone that I've been following since I was scouting Josh Kando, a draft pick of ours from last year as he was his teammate. But Florida State's Jermaine Johnson, who will wear number 96 for the American team, is someone that has not only been turning heads, you know, for the college season, but definitely this week in Mobile, where big guy, 6'6", 265. So definitely, you know, more of your strong side defensive end, but he can play anywhere. He can play on the left side, the right side, primarily play the left, you know, going up against the right tackle. I mean, he's someone that I think will really, really stand out from a defensive perspective. Some people haven't projected to mid to late first round, even into the second, just depending on how the draft process goes for him. But he is probably my top prospect to watch in this draft. Jermaine Johnson, number 96 for the American team. Watch him. He should be fun to watch. Two more guys that I have for you that are both on the national team. One comes out of Penn State, number 17, Arnold. And excuse me for chopping up his name, Alakite. So I'm sure I didn't say that properly. So I apologize to him and any of his listeners for chopping up his name. So let me try it again. It's Arnold Ebikete. I'm going to say Ebikete. Again, number 17 for the national team. Penn State, defensive end, a little bit on the smaller side. I think you project maybe to more of a 3-4 outside backer than he will a 4-3 defensive end. But again, somebody to watch. Majai Sanders is the last guy I have for you on the defensive end. He is someone that is, well, I guess let me go over his numbers. Majai Sanders will be number 52, again, for the national team. He is someone that is very long and lanky. He'll remind people of the former defensive end that came out of Oregon, Deion Jordan. Long, lanky. You could even say he reminds people of the first-round draft pick, Adafi Owe, the Baltimore Ravens had last year, basically the pick that they got from us for Orlando Brown. Someone, again, right, that is long, lanky, has some speed, surprisingly good bull rush, but, you know, we'll still have to learn the ins and outs of being a better NFL defensive end. So, again, someone that a lot of people have projected in the first round, but, you know, can go anywhere from round one to round three. Since I had a few names there, I'll go over them high level. For the American team, it'll be Zach Carter, number 17, and Jermaine Johnson, number 96. For the national team, it'll be Arnold Ebikete, number 17, and Majai Sanders, number 52. At the defensive tackle spot, there are two guys, and one is just an absolute beast that comes off that Georgia line. The first one being, for the American side, Devontae Wyatt, number 95. This man has just been showing his athleticism, strength, everything that you would think someone that plays for the Georgia defense has. You know, with the uncertainty of are we bringing Jaren Reed back, and you can also never have enough good defensive tackles. Devontae Wyatt might be someone that sneaks into the late first round, but is projected within the first two rounds of the NFL draft. So it's a good name to keep track of for today's game. And on the national team side, you have Travis Jones, number 57, who has been one of the biggest praise getters in this week's Senior Bowl practices out of Connecticut. So look for the blue helmet with the white C on there. Outside linebackers, I didn't have too many guys on here because, say in my opinion, right, too many guys didn't stand out, and I think we have a really, really good one in Willie Gay. It's a position that I definitely think that the Chiefs would be addressing, but to say that, you know, I have a guy that we absolutely need to watch in this outside linebacker class of the Senior Bowl, none come to mind to me. There are some that come to mind that I'll talk about later on that are in the draft process, with the biggest name being N'Kobe Dean out of Georgia, but that'll be for a different day, a different episode. The two linebackers, even though they technically play in the middle, which I understand could be flexed, and it's always good to have depth, are for the American team. And the first one is Damon Clark, number 18 out of LSU. That typical LSU linebacker, maybe not as fast as a Kenneth Murray or a Devin White, but definitely a hitter and moves all around the field. So good depth to possibly be added for the Chiefs. And then there's, of course, another Georgia guy in Channing Tindall, number 41, that will also be on the American team. That is what you'd expect out of a Georgia linebacker. Fast, loves a hit, very aggressive. So probably the two standouts at the linebacker position in this year's Senior Bowl. In the secondary, there's really one name that stands out to me because I've read a lot of good things about him, and that's the cornerback out of Cincinnati in Kobe Bryant. Kobe is someone that has done well this week in Mobile. I don't know too much about him because I haven't followed him aside from just reading small articles here and there. And really this whole corner and safety class is in the Senior Bowl. I don't know too much about them, and no one has really stood out enough for me to say, hey, watch this specific guy. But I think there's definitely a lot of talent, and we'll see it on display, as I'm sure the ball will be thrown around a lot since we have potentially 3 to 4 first-round draft prospects in Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder, or Carson Strong, as well as potentially even Bailey Zappe. So I think the ball will be thrown around a lot, as this is one of the deepest quarterback classes that they've had in the Senior Bowl. So we'll see the secondary on display a lot. So I'm sure somebody will come up and rise to the top that will catch our eye. So that is definitely, all of those positions are spots of need for us, right? Starting with corner, of course, the nickelback, free safety, and strong safety, with us waiting to see what happens with Tyrann Mathieu and his extension. So again, guys, hopefully those names help you watch today's Senior Bowl with a little bit more focus on potential Chiefs drafts, prospects. The two big names for me, right, on offense are Khalil Shakir, the wide receiver on the national team, number 14. Then defensively, Jermaine Johnson, number 96 for the American team out of Florida State. So two names that will stand out to me, hopefully, we'll be amongst the best players and you know, make some money this weekend. All right, folks. Well, that is it for me today. Wanted to provide this special one-off episode of the Senior Bowl, as the draft process is something that I absolutely love following. And this is just one of many episodes that I will bring to you guys over the draft process as we wait for the NFL draft later on this year. We will be back next week with our full year recap, our thoughts, and unfortunately, I guess, sadness, dreams for this past season about the Chiefs. So be on the lookout. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Definitely don't forget to follow our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google platforms so that you can get all of our episodes as soon as they come out. That's it for me today. Hope you all have a good Saturday. Enjoy the Senior Bowl later today, and go Chiefs.